Hi, Bob Barney here for The Plain Truth Today. Today's story is tragedy. A little boy is killed by a deranged monster, or some small child drowns in their family swimming pool. A soldier escapes death in Iraq only to come home and get himself shot in the streets of Chicago. Recently, while looking up an online website which records Vietnam War deaths by the city and the state where they came from, I found the only guy that died from my hometown in that terrible war. There was only one. His name was Robert Barry, and he was a Lance Corporal. He went by the name Bobby Barry, and the article described him as a nice but tough kid that had joined the Marines because he had a fight with his girlfriend. And he died on October 12th, 1966. I was only 11 years old. He was only 19. I don't know what shocked me so much about reading this. I didn't know him. I probably never even met him. But he is the only one that died for my town in a war that killed so many kids. Yes, he died in a miserable place, far away from home, where a bunch of evil and greedy politicians sent him to fight in a war they never even intended to win. Yeah, he had a fight with his girlfriend, and she probably blamed herself to her death for his death. Why did he die? Because of greed. It's how the American military-industrial complex make their money, building arms of war. They get rich along with their allies in politics. So many often wonder how these things can happen in a modern world. And people say, how could a loving God allow such tragedies? Well, because they want to blame God or guns, conservatives, the media, anybody else other than themselves, of course, for such tragedies. They look outward when actually they should be looking inward. Where is God, they ask. Many self-righteous atheists smile and laugh when tragedies like these occur because in their mind, it proves that God does not even exist anyway. Where is God when 1 million abortions happen each year? The plain truth is that God is in heaven, and he's allowing us to run our own lives, follow our own ways, worship our own false gods, follow our own pagan holidays, because God has nothing to do with any of it. Most people, probably yourself included, do not want God in their life. It's a hard, simple fact. Let's be honest. You don't want God who tells you not to do the things you want to do. You want to be an adult. You may be 99 years old, but for the most part, you aren't any different than a stubborn 3-year-old or that 17-year-old teenager who knows everything and says to himself, I know what's best for me. Goodbye, folks. Walks out and slams the door. The problem is, we don't know what's good for us. We never outgrow our childhood rebellious ways. Right up to the moment of our last breath, we act like children to God. Hey, I'm no different than you are. I may be worse, because I know why there is tragedy in the world, and yet I still find myself at odds with God over it. You may have the excuse of ignorance. I don't. But I think if you were in my shoes, even knowing what I know, you would act the way that I act. Because the truth is, we're just products of human nature. We get a little help from the signals we receive from the devil, but we are at odds with God's ways and God's laws. It's that simple. So the fake Christian ministers make it simple too. They lie about God. They will not tell you that Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament that wrote the Ten Commandments with his own finger. If they did, they would have to admit that that mean Old Testament God that we think is the Father God is none other than Jesus Christ in his pre-human existence. The same God, Jesus Christ, who put lawbreakers to death, ordered the deaths of women and children. So they lie about almost everything that Christ said, either in the Old Testament or the New. Everything that he said that doesn't match their narrative, that is. They know we don't want to obey God, so they make a God that will fit our liking. A God who allows us to do whatever we want to do. A make-believe God, supposedly made out of pure love, who doesn't punish the sinner, namely you. You know, it reminds me of Don Imus, Billy Soharkas' evangelist routine back in the 1970s. It went a little bit like this. Buy my blank Bible, write your own scripture, and never sin again. Yeah, that sounds funny until we realize that is what we are like today. Yes, we want a God of convenience and not a God who orders us around to obey some physical or spiritual law that we don't want to. We want to follow Christmas, not because it's found in the Bible, because it's not, but because it makes us feel good. We really don't care what God thinks about the holiday, do we? No, we don't care what God thinks at all, because if we did care, with a very little research, we could draw a conclusion that Christmas is pagan. But we don't want to draw that conclusion. We don't want to face it. Because we're in a form of denial. We deny God and God's ways, and we want to find a way to justify it. We deny that tragedies will never happen to us, and when they do, we say, oh God, why did it happen to us? We didn't deserve it. Jesus was asked the same question 2,000 years ago. You'll find it in Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, and he said, or it says, now there were some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? Well, I tell you no. But unless you repent, you too will also perish. Or those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty of crimes than all the others living in Jerusalem at that time? I tell you no. But again, unless you repent, you too will also perish. Repent. Well, repent of what? The answer is sin. And you know, in the Bible, there's only one place where you can find a definition for sin, which says sin is. That place is in 1 John 3:4. And it states, whoever commits sin breaks the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Did you read that? Sin is breaking God's law? Then the next question, what law? The answer is simple. It's the Ten Commandments. Those same tablets that Jesus himself, with his finger, wrote with Moses watching. It's the Ten Commandments that has one of them that says, observe the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day is not Sunday. It never was, and it never will be. It's actually the day that we call Saturday, which starts in the morning and ends the following morning that we call Sunday morning. God commands us to follow his laws and not our laws. However, for most Christians, we think that loving Jesus and believing on Jesus is all we really have to do. And then we will be saved. Isn't that what we're told? Yet Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say to do? You'll find that in Matthew 7, verses 13 through 28, by the way, if you're interested. Christ tells us, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and few find it and enter into it. Yet we are convinced by our lying ministers that it's easy to get to heaven, even though the Bible declares no one's ever gone to heaven, nor will. Jesus goes on to say about these false ministers, watch out for the false prophets or ministers. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. And that's exactly what they are. So according to Jesus, Are you really then a Christian just because you claim to be or because you believe in him? Well, this is what Jesus says, and you can find it in the Bible. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of God, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, which is judgment day, if you want to know, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out many demons, and in your name perform many miracles? But I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers who practice lawlessness. Or simply put, you're lawbreakers. Then he goes on to say, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on rock. You see, it's not hard figuring out why God allows tragedies to occur. And that's because the majority of us want to refuse to obey God, and therefore all of us suffer because of that fact. We want a democracy, and God has allowed us to get whatever we ask for until God returns and establishes his own kingdom and his own laws. We will continue to experience the fate of those who are in rebellion against God. You know, back in the Garden of Eden, it was Adam and Eve who first hid from God after they sinned. Yeah, we hid from God first, and now God is hiding his face from us for the most part. So God is allowing us to see the results of what our human nature does. It controls our minds and our bodies, and the result is misery, tragedy, and death. God has allowed mankind to write up his own laws, his own holidays, his own government, and yes, his own religion. It's just too bad that we want to attach God's name to our religion, but it is man's religion, and God has nothing to do with it. Death and tragedy will continue until the very day that Christ returns. And that, my friends, is the plain truth. This is Bob Barney.